just, you can say approximately half of Surah Yusuf tonight is on, inshallah. Surah Hud is a Makki surah. It was revealed in Makkah al-Mukarram. It is an extension of Surah Yusuf, meaning it continues with the exact same subject matter as Surah Yusuf. Not Surah Yusuf, Surah Yunus, which we started last night and we completed last night. Well, we didn't complete it, unfortunately, due to the timings. We left one page or so. We were supposed to complete it last night, let's put it like that. And if you remember, the subject matter for Surah Yunus, or the main thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala focuses on Surah Yunus, was to remove that ideology that anyone can intercede on behalf of someone else in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know? That the kuffar and the mushrikeen of Mecca, they would believe, and they had this belief that Allah, their idols can intercede on their behalf in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That no matter what they are doing today, when tomorrow they die, these idols which they offer their sacrifices, etc. to, they will intercede in front of Allah. So that was the main thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was removing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled those doubts via logical proofs. قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, meaning he did not use any anecdotal incidents or anything like that. He didn't bring ayat and say, because you know what, this Nabi like that and that Nabi like that. No. He said, look at it logically. Who is doing this? Who is doing that? If you can accept this is being done like that and that is being done like that, then why are you then claiming that this thing which can do absolutely nothing is now going to do something? Logical proofs. Surah Hud. So Hud is the name of a prophet. It's the name of one of the Anbiya alayhi salam. وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا. To the qawm of Aad, Allah Ta'ala sent the prophet Hud alayhi salam. So that is the name. In Surah Al-Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again focuses on that. He removes this notion that there will be any intercessor in front of Allah for any wrongs that we have done. Or they have done, we have done. But this time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings incidents of approximately 7 different Anbiya alayhi salam. He does not go into complete detail, but he goes into a bit of detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off with the story of Nuh alayhi salam. And he makes mention of the son of Nuh alayhi salam. Now this is something very important for you and I. Right? We were born as Muslims. We didn't have to make any sacrifices for where we are today. We got there because alhamdulillah, you know, when we were born, the first thing we heard in our ears after one, two, whatever the doctors mentioned, was the adhan. We lucked out. Don't take that luck as though it will run forever. Nuh alayhi salam's son was born where? He was born in the house of Nubuwa. His father was a Nabi. Not just any Nabi, he was from Ulul Azm. Those Anbiya alayhi salam, the highest ranking of Anbiya alayhi salam. But what happened? He denied his father, he denied Allah, and then his father couldn't save him. His father was a Nabi of Allah. The way we behave sometimes, as though because my father read Salah 25 years ago in the Haram, now bas, dil saaf sab kuch maaf. When I go in front of Allah, I can say, no, you know that time Allah, I mean, sajda to you, man. Doesn't work like that. If Nuh alayhi salam's son didn't get away, what makes you and I think we are going to get away? So that is the first one. The second point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes throughout all these different incidents and throughout the surah is that only Allah and Allah alone knows the knowledge of the unseen. No Nabi was given the knowledge of the unseen. Not even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If some of you have this in your mind, then let me dispel it for you. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was not alimul ghayb. He knew what Allah ta'ala told him and that is it. Period. You want proofs of that? Number one, 3 nights ago in the recitation we read, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ. If I, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knew the unseen, لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ, I would have done the most amount of good deeds at the time when they were needed to be done. وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءُ, and nothing would have harmed me. Let's look at it logically. بِرَ مَعُونَ. Some of you may have heard of this incident, some of you may not have heard this incident. 70 حُفَّال from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Understand, there weren't that many Huffaz in the Sahaba. These were 70 Huffaz. Some Bedouin Arab tribes came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Munawwara and told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send people to our communities who can teach our communities. And they will become Muslims, they will learn the Quran, and in turn they will propagate the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took what they said. He sent how many? 70. What happened to those 70? All of them were killed. They didn't even reach the community. Halfway through, they betrayed them, killed all of them. Two of them, one of them was sold to Makkah Mukarramah, and he was killed in Makkah Mukarramah. Are you now going to tell me, وَلَعْيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that was going to happen, but he chose to sacrifice 70 of his Sahaba? Are they? Ajib. Hamza radiallahu anhu. How many times did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Salatul Janaza over him? How many times? 70. You love your father, right? You love your parents. Allah ta'ala grant them long life if they are alive. If they are not alive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them maghfirah. If your father passes away tomorrow, how many times will you read Janaza Salah over your father? One. Let's say you push your luck three times. After, what's going to happen? The masjid is going to kick you out. You're in Gardens of Peace and Baba. Hey, go from here. What are you doing? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Salatul Janaza over him 70 times. What happened to him? Hind bint Utba, the wife of Abu Sufyan, who was not a Muslim as yet. She accepted Islam much later on. She cut open his stomach. She took out his liver and she chewed upon his liver. Do you think Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have allowed that to happen if he knew that was going to happen? His daughter Zainab radiallahu anha, when she was coming from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, Hubbar ibn al-Aswad, he struck the camel. She fell from the camel and she miscarried the grandchild of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, number one. Number two, due to the complications, she too passed away. Would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allow that to happen? Logical proofs. Right, anyway, this is one of the key points mentioned in this surah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the story of Nuh alayhi salam, his son. You know, remember, your iman will help you. Your good deeds may help your children. But if they don't have iman, your good deeds will not help them either. It is up to you to safeguard your iman and to teach your children to safeguard their iman. We teach them how to safeguard their money. We teach them how to look after their teeth. Make sure you brush for 2 minutes. We teach them everything. How many times have we taught them how to read salah properly? How to not do this, how to not do that? Why do we all shirk in that? Do we somehow feel because you came to the masjid, Taraweeh Salah 2025 and the 10th night, that mashallah, your child will remain a Muslim? It doesn't work like that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the story of Hud alayhi salam. Doesn't go into much detail about it except one thing. Hud alayhi salam gave the same message that every other prophet before him gave. And every other prophet after him gave as well. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the story of Salih alayhi salam. And he makes mention of the camel. You know, the people of Salih alayhi salam asked for a she camel. And that she camel was brought from the side of Allah. So Allah ta'ala makes mention of that incident and how they then killed that camel as well. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the malaika that went to him. This goes back to this point. The anbiya alayhi salam did not have knowledge of the unseen. The malaika came, Ibrahim alayhi salam did not know they were prophets. They were angels. Then when they told Ibrahim alayhi salam, you will be blessed with a child, Ibrahim alayhi salam, him and his wife, both of them couldn't accept it. They said, how can it be? So he said, Allah Ta'ala does. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brings the mention of the incident of Lut alayhi salam. Now here, both of the points which he mentioned in the beginning, number one, alimul ghayb, the knowledge of the unseen, and number two, the intercession, both of them come into play. When the angels told Ibrahim alayhi salam they were going to the nation of Lut alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam knew why they were going. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, you know, give them chance. The malaika said, no. What Allah Ta'ala has decreed, it has decreed. If the Nabi of Allah, not just any Nabi, Ibrahim, Khalilullah, the bosom friend of Allah, if his intercession was not accepted, what hope does anyone else have? And then, when the malaika went to Lut alayhi salam, that's a topic for another day inshallah. Lut alayhi salam did not know there were malaika. He thought they were normal people. And then he told them, you know, go from here. This community is a very corrupt community. You all know what the people of Lut alayhi salam are doing, right? Half the alphabet. So then after that, anyway, whatever transpired, we'll discuss that inshallah either on the 19th night, I believe. If I, no, 20th juz of the Quran. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about Shu'aib alayhi salam. Goes slightly into the detail of the story, not too much. After Shu'aib alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Musa alayhi salam very briefly. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes this surah. Now here's the thing, there's a hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu once came by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he looked at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, qad shibta. Age has become visible upon you. Meaning you look very weary and tired, you look old. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded with, شَيَّبَتْنِي هُودٌ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. Surah Hud and other surahs like it, referring to Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah Al-Mursalat, have made me old, weary and tired. And there are two specific things from it. The first one is what you mentioned from all these different anbiya alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. Remain steadfast as you have been commanded to do so. Remain steadfast as the anbiya alayhi salam who have passed you have remained steadfast. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, this command is very hefty on me. And number two, the mention of the akhirah, the punishments of Yawm al-Qiyamah and what is to come after. Anyway, that is Surah Hud. The next surah is Surah Yusuf. Try to fly now, inshallah. Surah Yusuf was revealed in Aam al-Huzn. Aam al-Huzn is the year wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost Khadija radiallahu anha, lost his uncle Abu Talib, and then the incident of Ta'if took place. I'm sure you all know that. If you all don't know that, then after Aisha, when the Tablighi brothers sit, must sit down with them. They'll tell you, inshallah. If you don't want to know, then that's, I can't do much about it. That's up to you now. Right? After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals Surah Yusuf. Few things about Surah Yusuf. Number one, Surah Yusuf is the only surah in the Quran where Yusuf alayhi salam is mentioned. Yusuf alayhi salam is not mentioned in any other surah of the Quran. Number two, Surah Yusuf was revealed in its entirety in one night, one go. The entire surah from beginning to end. Number three, the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam is mentioned in chronological order. Normally, if you look at the Quran, sometimes there is one point mentioned here, one thing is mentioned there, one thing is mentioned there, one thing is mentioned there. There is no chronological order. In Surah Yusuf, Yusuf alayhi salam's incident is mentioned from child all the way till adulthood, till kingship, till passing away. Everything is mentioned one after the other. It's not broken apart. Number four, this lesson, this story is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. This is the most beautiful story which the Quran has revealed. And it is a means of salvation, it is a means of comfort, it is a means of alleviation for each and every one of us. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam. He grew up in the lap of his father. He was the most beloved of his father. His own brothers, those who were supposed to protect him, who were supposed to look after him, who were supposed to give love to him, they tried to kill him. And they threw him in a well. You know, when we feel sad, we feel alone. If a person is going through severe anxiety or depression, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save each and every one of us. If they are going through that, they will be in a masjid filled with 100,000 people, but they will be feeling alone. But if Allah ta'ala enlightens your heart, you could be like Yusuf alayhi salam in the darkness of the well, abandoned by his own family, no one around you, but your heart will be totally content. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our hearts content as well. Then Yusuf alayhi salam was taken and he was sold as a slave. He was sold as a slave. From there, the mistress, she tried to seduce him. He was then thrown into prison. From prison, he was then taken out. He was left there for several years. From there, he was taken to the king to become the slave of the king. From the king, he was then made a minister. From the minister, he then became a king. And from then becoming a king, he was then reunited with his entire family. The ups and the downs. Is that not life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you and I, if a person who had no hope of life, if he then came to the very top of everything, why should you and I lose hope? Allah ta'ala revealed this surah upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a time when the world was crumbling around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His two pillars of support had passed away, his wife and his uncle. The people of Taif, whom he thought will support him, they sent the worst of their communities to pelt him with stones to such an extent that the foot of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was getting stuck to his sandal. Not because the sandal was slippery, but because the blood was pouring down his body. And that was making his sandal mat to his foot. So this is a lesson for you and I. We will all go through up and downs. There are many of us here today who are smiling, but they are suffering from depression. They are suffering from stress. They are suffering from other, you know, mental related issues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their problems. For you, read Surah Yusuf. Look at the translation of Surah Yusuf. Look at the tafsir of Surah Yusuf. And understand that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could bring him from the lowest point, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do the same to you and I as well. We need to turn back to Allah. Turn back to Allah. Return to Allah. Put reliance upon Allah. And not lose hope in the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes ease for each and every one of us. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى واستقيم stand in the entire of my face stand up shoulder to shoulder
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم سميع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
اللهم السلام في السلام في السلام دار السلام سمعنا وطعنا ربنا ربنا عبدك من السيد